Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. There's a deal, but it's not a done deal yet to raise the debt ceiling.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the president's budget director calls the deal a win for the American people.
I think this compromise agreement is reasonable for both sides.
As Republican leaders fend off attacks on the deal from conservatives, Shalonda Young says Biden aides are now aiming to assuage skeptical Democrats.
It's expected to go for a House vote tonight. There are big concerns that an apartment building will fully come crashing down in Iowa, with people still possibly inside. Here's CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Search crews are back on site at a partially collapsed building in Davenport, Iowa. After stunning news, there may still be people inside.
At this time, we have five individuals that are still unaccounted for. Two of those we believe to be possibly still in the building.
There she is.
A crowd erupted in cheers Monday when a missing woman poked her head out of a fourth floor window about 24 hours after the collapse.
A video's gone viral showing a group of teens attacking some out-of-uniform Marines in Orange County, California. KCAL TV reporter Mike Rogers says nine have been arrested.
There are cell phones everywhere as this whole attack was going down. The mayor tells me that the sheriff's department was able to actually work with the school district to identify all these kids. They believe they have everybody in custody. They say there may be a couple more that were involved that they haven't found yet, but they have located the main players here. All of them have been charged.
Illinois is about to become the first state to enact a law to end book bans. Correspondent Allison Keyes has details.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign the bill that blocks state funding from public libraries and schools to ban books. He calls banning books a devastating attempt to erase our history and the authentic history of many. In Illinois, Pritzker says, we don't hide from the truth.
The Coast Guard searching for a man who went overboard on a Carnival cruise ship. Security footage on the ship shows Ronnie Peel Jr. leaned over the railing of his stateroom balcony and dropped into the water around 4 a.m. on Monday. Shannon Wallace was another passenger on the ship.
His wife said that they went back to the room like around 3:30, and she woke up and realized that he was gone. But again, everybody does their own thing, so she just assumed that he went to the casino.
The body of a Missouri ER doctor has been found in Arkansas. Dr. John Forsythe has been missing for more than a week. His car had been found parked in a remote area, unlocked, with his wallet, two phones, and a laptop inside. Authorities told the family his body had been found, but provided no further details. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin Produced Radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No? Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the noon hour of As Goes Wisconsin, and we are very excited. Well, I'm very excited because he's been on the show before, but I wasn't actually here when he was on. But Representative Evan Goyke, welcome to back to As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you for having me back.
And so, actually, I think the last time I saw you was at Bird on a Wire for Luann Bird's fundraiser, which was wonderful, back in October. And I think you said, you're like, when am I getting back on the show? So sorry it took so long.
That's okay. I'm available. That was the coolest political event I've ever been to, though. That remains just, that was a special night.
It was to be a part of it. Yes, I totally agree. The music was so good. It was very Milwaukee. It was very uplifting. She is just a special human in general. And yeah, I was really happy that I got to be there for that. But and you were also on Earl's show today. So it's a big Civic Media Day for you.
Yeah, I should have just moved in and hung out at the studio all day. I've been a little bit more efficient.
Welcome anytime.
We have free snacks. You could have eaten breakfast for free. But all right. Well, so I gotta say, it was funny because we were talking about a potential bipartisan bill about nurses at the top of the show today, and you were like, "Whatever, there's bipartisanship." We're like, "Yay, bipartisanship!" Because often there's not, and no one probably knows that better than you, who's been in the assembly for 12 years, going on 12 years.
Yeah, 11, going on 12. Yeah.
And I gotta say, I'm surprised that you have as much hair as you have. And then it's not gray.
Gray now.
It isn't gray.
It's getting gray. Yeah, it's getting there.
Because you, being on the Joint Finance Committee, are at a lot of the center of a lot of the fights that are happening. And in fact, I actually made a video about one of your righteous, totally justified, but righteous anger moments last week when your mic got cut off talking about not even passing paid leave and putting it in the budget, just studying it. Just studying paid leave. And you brought up, what did you bring up? And then we're going to play the clip.
Yeah, well, you know, I hit a sore spot because the Republican governor in the fall, Tim Michaels, the candidate for governor, embraces this policy. You know, the Republicans have spent 50 years trying to end Roe versus Wade, and then they did. And now they have no idea what to do. They are absolutely lost about what comes next. And so some Republicans like Tim Michaels have embraced paid family medical leave when somebody has a child. And so I just reminded them of their candidate's position in the fall And that must have made Senator Howard Markline really mad. And so he shut me up by muting my microphone, which has never happened to me.
But then
before.
He turned it back on, and you had one of the best mic drop moments. I don't know. Did you practice that speech, or did that just come to you?
That was no idea that the day was going to unfold like that. So that was completely winging it.
All right. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Record to show that the Republican nominee for governor this past fall supported publicly paid family leave.
Representative McGuire.
It's not an encouragement to not work. You don't get it if you don't work. You don't get paid time off if you're unemployed. Time off from what?
Representative.
I'm responding to my colleague. And Mr. Chair, you have cut me up. You can turn off my microphone all you want. You can silence the debate and have procedural motions. You guys have buried your head in the sand on this issue. You lost in November. You got trounced in April. The more you silence us, the more you turn off my microphone, the more elections you're going to lose.
Boom!
Cut me down and I will return five times what I was before. This from Star Wars or something, right? That's Obi-Wan.
Did it feel good to get that off your chest?
Well, yeah, it always feels good to get something like that off your chest. But I want to... I guess it's appropriate to thank Senator Howard Markline for what he did, because in response, more people are learning about the actual policy.
Yep.
I mean, remember, a speech feels good, but we lost.
Yeah.
Right. The more important thing is making progress towards enacting public policy that will help hundreds of thousands of families in Wisconsin. So I am grateful that he got very upset and turned off my microphone and got me really upset so that I could yell a lot so that we could have this conversation about how creating what is in essence an insurance program. It's much like unemployment compensation or Social Security, where workers can earn and set aside their a portion of their wages and employers pay a small amount as well, so that when people grow their family or get sick or care for a loved one, they can do so with paid time off. It's a hugely important policy.
I totally agree. And you're right. I mean, sometimes that is the march towards actually getting something done is just the continued awareness over it. And a viral video helps.
That's exactly right. And the more that gets spread and the more, you know, it really isn't about yelling or having a mic muted. It's about the Republicans' unwillingness to actually have a policy debate about what they have fought and got a policy where women have to give birth if they're pregnant. So what's our responsibility after that? What do we do now in a post-Dobbs world? And, you know, some Republicans support this policy and, you know, as a Democrat, I do too. So let's go. Let's get it done.
I totally agree. Well, one of the things we've talked a lot about this show also having to do with having children, which is not dead yet, unless you have an update for us, is the Child Care Counts program and potentially having some funding in the state budget to ensure that we just stay at the status quo, let alone help where we're at with child care. And as I've talked about on this show many times, this is an issue that is going to become very immediate and personal for me very soon. And I still need to get on some wait lists. But where are we as far as any updates that you can say as far as how... Are Republicans at least understanding the child care situation?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I mean, Thursday. So that the clip you played was from Tuesday of last week. Then Thursday we had a debate really around child care. And there was some commentary that was at least signaled that some Republicans understand that there needs to be a state involvement and subsidy to keep child care centers open. There were also some words exchange that gives me an indication that they're not going to meet the mark set by the governor. The governor has, in his proposed budget, allocated $340 million. And so I think you're starting to see Republicans are going to do something. That something probably will not meet the need, and it probably will not, you know, fall short of the governor's mark. But, you know, I guess a step forward is positive. And and just as an additional indicator, when the budget debate began, the Republicans on Joint Finance removed over 500 items that, you know, can't come back up again. One of those was paid leave, which is why Senator Markline turned off my microphone. But interestingly, child care counts was not on that list.
Yeah.
It was not removed in that initial wave. And so that means it may indicate action on it at a later date.
We're talking to State Representative Evan Gwaeke of the Milwaukee area about kind of just state budget stuff in general and the sausage making process that he is privy to. So I guess, because we've talked about that a fair amount as far as the 500 different issues that will not be included in the budget, besides that child care is still alive, depending on how much will actually be allocated towards it, what other issues are still alive that you think there's some bipartisan agreement on?
Well, you know, I think we have to increase funding for our public schools.
Yep.
The last budget gave a $0 increase in spendable money. And I think there's a recognition across the aisle that that has to happen. This coming Thursday, we're part of our agenda is on the Public Service Commission, which administers broadband expansion grants. So I think, you know, historically there's been some bipartisanship there. As also Thursday is debates about our building, what's called the capital budget, the state building plan. And that largely centers around our University of Wisconsin campuses. And the governor's suggested we put a lot of this one-time surplus cash into building these buildings, essentially buying a house but not having a mortgage. And the Republicans have indicated some support to that. And I'm hopeful that they'll follow the governor's lead, put a large amount of one-time cash into these building projects, and we'll have a more robust building budget than we've had in the last couple of budgets.
And then the final question, we only have like two or three minutes before the commercial. So, but where are we? Any updates on shared revenue? I know as of last week, it was Robin Voss saying we are done negotiating this bill. Devin Lebihue saying maybe not. You're obviously not in the Senate, but any updates as far as continued negotiations there?
Yeah, I from everything that I've heard last week in the halls of the Capitol, I'm no longer kind of at the table because, as you mentioned, I'm in the Assembly and the bill's in the Senate. But yeah, my understanding is that conversations are continuing to happen. I think the earliest the Senate is in to vote would be June 7. And so what we'll have to really watch this week is, does the committee take a vote on the bill?
Okay.
And does that next process take place? They had a hearing last week. They have to actually vote on it. That's often where bills are amended. And so, you know, I think you can expect Senate action in the next week to 10 days. But from everything that I have heard and been party to, you know, progress continues on the bill.
And as a Milwaukee representative, for where the bill's at right now, what's been negotiated so far, what still is up in the air, what's kind of the best case scenario for Milwaukee coming out of this bill?
My best case scenario is that the majority party in the legislature backs away from some of the unique treatments of how we self-govern, things that we can and cannot spend our money on under the bill, diversity, equity, inclusion, changes to the police and fire commission, the streetcar, public schools. You know, there are additional strings attached in the bill that are unique to Milwaukee that are not put on any other unit of government. So the more we could, the more the deal for Milwaukee resembles how every other unit of government in Wisconsin is treated under the bill, the better for me. This is just reducing the amount of kind of the strings or the micromanaging or the changes on how we self-govern, the better.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but Representative Evan Gwaeke will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
the Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 88. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 63, mainly clear. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs level off around 89, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57
on
degrees.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app. Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is the Shaw.
Strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jade Matinere.
That's from Star Wars.
I know it's from Star Wars.
Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting with Darth Vader.
Who's Darth Vader in this and who's Obi-Wan?
Yeah, this is an important distinction. I'm a little nervous.
Our representative is Obi-Wan.
Of course. Our representative, Evan Goyke.
Please.
And our guest, our esteemed guest.
I'm done. Can I be done now? This is it. I have reached the pinnacle of my political career.
I do love.
It's done. I'm done.
Because there's a certain Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who also likes to use Star Wars imagery and metaphors. But on the flip side, that I think the side that the three of us find ourselves on. And so, you know, it really can be used of who you have to specify. You have to specify who is Darth Vader, because depending on who's setting up the metaphor, it could be different. All right. Like I said,
Thank you, Jane.
Our guest for this half hour is Representative Evan Goyke. And we're talking about budget stuff, shared revenue stuff, which, you know, is shared revenue is non-budgetary because it was taken out and it is a separate bill, even though it has a lot to do with everyone's budget and every municipality's budget, but it is outside of the budget, right, Goyke?
Yeah, it is. And it will, the bill also directs, we still have to do a bunch of things on joint finance through the budget in order to make the things in the budget happen. So it is outside, but only on paper.
Only on paper.
It really is a budget document. Yeah.
So then, but also remind me, so one of the other items that was in Governor Evers' proposed budget, but I think is also now a separate bill, is American Family Field, right?
Correct. Yeah. So the governor had recommended taking just under $300 million and basically investing it, setting it in a trust to grow over the next couple of years so that when the stadium needs maintenance or new dollars for projects, they could pull from that trust. The Republicans took that out. They do not have a plan really yet to show the world, but they think that it should be a blend of the state, the locals, and potentially the team paying for the stadium. So that is a really big question mark. Ball is definitely in the Republicans' court right now on what the next steps are for the future of that deal, the future of the Brewers and AmFam Field. And you know, there's been a lot publicly out this last week from Major League Baseball and from the Brewers about just, you know, what the stakes are. And, you know, we will see. Negotiations are taking place What the details are, I don't think anyone knows because the Republicans haven't put them on paper. They haven't introduced it as a budget motion or a bill yet. So, more to come on that. That is a big item that's kind of left out there hanging without resolution.
And do you have, what do you think? Like, what do you think would be the best deal as far as striking the difference between taxpayers paying more money or keeping the brewers, or kind of like what are the different trade-offs that you're looking at?
I think losing the brewers is a big loss for the state of Wisconsin and for Milwaukee. It would be a shame to see them go. There's really good math behind the governor's proposal. And I know, look, if you put the money in a bank account now and it can grow over time, we basically get $440 million worth of future repairs for $290 million today. And if we pay for it on an ongoing basis, the costs will escalate. We know that fixing the roof 10 years from now will cost different than it would cost today. And I'm concerned that we are going to end up paying more for the same amount of repairs and maintenance and improvements than if we just put the money away. We still have $6.9 billion surplus. So let's just use some of it. It's not a small amount of money, but I do support the governor's position in large part because it's the cheapest way to ensure the team is here for the next 20 minutes or 20 years.
Or maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, or maybe 20 minutes. Let's hope not. The next 2 years or more. And frankly, it just takes all the question mark out of it, right? It just let's wrap it up and get them to yes and put the whole thing in a posture moving forward that's resolved.
And that's actually interesting. You're the first one who's said it in that plain of language as far as like, let's take advantage of compound interest and the high interest rates we have right now because the Fed keeps trying to slow down inflation and actually be able to use this money for a while. And I don't know if that part of his deal is advertised as much as far as why that kind of is smart math.
It's the nerdiest, wonkiest part of the deal, but just think about it. We have a lot of cash now. This could be a one-time expenditure. Put it in the bank, lock it up. By the time the brewers start drawing down $290 million is a lot more than I have in any kind of bank account.
What?
You know, the interest.
You've been in the legislature for 11 years. You're not a millionaire yet?
Yeah. I'm not a millionaire yet. No, I am. Yeah, it's pretty rough here in the assembly. But no, it is the smartest financial way to solve the problem in my estimation, because it actually it takes advantage of the power of compound interest.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're gonna have to have you back as these negotiations progress and develop. But then also, because we didn't even get to touch on the fact that you're gonna be running for a different office next year, and so we'll have to have you back to talk about city attorney. We'll have you back in a shorter period of time than the last time I saw you. I promise.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not wait 6 months. I would love to come back. I'm a candidate for city attorney in April of 2024 in the city of Milwaukee. So would love to come back and talk about that important election.
That very important election, because that's. Oy, that office right now. All right, different topic, different day. Representative Evan Goyke, thank you for coming on and spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you both.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, would you get a brain chip? I don't know. Depends on what it would do, but I'm leaning towards yes. We'll ask that question when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
crew.
And take your names in the process. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A deal to raise the debt ceiling is in place. Republican South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace.
This is not honest with the American people, and then it does not do what we've been told that it does. It's wrong, and we should vote it down.
A vote in the House is expected tonight. A partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, is no longer stable and will be demolished. But there are still five people unaccounted for. Amy Anderson's family member is one of them.
I plead with our community just to let the city do their job. Right now, it is an absolute no-win situation, but this is the best plan of attack.
Several teens were caught on video attacking off-duty Marines in Orange County, California.
The mayor down there says nine people have been charged in this. They're all underage. All of them are juveniles. Five of them have been charged with felonies.
KCAL TV reporter Mike Rogers, CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games. 292 tackles. 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. CivicMedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 88. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
a lot of skin in this game, but if I have any, as
cheer for
Jimmy
Miami.
Butler, sure,
okay.
But the thing is, because then after it was the Sixers. They lost. They beat the Sixers because then Doc Rivers was also fired, and that was the joke of like Miami Heat's coming for everybody's coach. But I say that as a segue because the Milwaukee Bucks have hired a new coach.
Oh, they hired him.
Well, they're set to hire.
Okay,
set to hire Adrian Griffin as their new head coach. He'll be the 17th head coach in franchise history, and this follows a 23-day search following the dismissal of Mike Budenholzer.
Who was so gracious on the way out.
He really was.
He was. It was just, if you're going to end a relationship, that's the way to do it, man. Class act.
Not like Dan Kelly?
Exactly.
It was basically the opposite.
The complete opposite.
The two spectrums of how to say goodbye.
And how to lose.
Yeah. Dan Kelly on what really never to do and never to be heard from again. And Bud, Coach Bud, being like just a class act.
All the way.
And he is selling his house. If anyone has an extra $7 million and you want to buy a house,
I'll search for it.
That is what his house is listed as.
Okay.
And
River Hills?
Probably.
Yeah.
That area. I mean, a $7 million house in Wisconsin is a pretty impressive house.
I would certainly.
There's not a ton of property that is like multi-millions of dollars.
I mean, we have some.
There's some, but there's not a lot.
Lake Geneva area, you know, there are pockets. But yeah, $7 million should get you quite a bit of real estate.
Go pretty far in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But Griffin returns to Milwaukee. He was actually an assistant coach.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he spent the last five seasons as an assistant coach in Toronto, where he was part of the championship team that won in the 2018-2019 season.
Okay.
And but yeah, he's 48 years old and he began his coaching career in Milwaukee.
I like that.
So yeah, so he's coming back.
He already knows the culture, he already knows the town, he's familiar-ish.
Yeah, he was here in 2008 and he was part of the a three-team trade on August 13th, which also brought Luke Ridenour and Damon Jones to Milwaukee, He began his coaching career in Milwaukee, yeah, but never played again. I'm confused on the wording of this. This is from Journal Sentinel. But anyways. We're going to have a coach. Today is an off day. It's almost like we just had a three-day weekend.
Well, and there's that. And I think a lot of people are still off.
Do you think so?
Oh, when I was driving in this morning, it was Deadsville on the roads. I think a lot of people are still on vacation.
My brain is still on vacation, apparently.
Well, and you're expecting, so.
We're just going to keep blaming that. All right. Well, we do have a very fun third hour. No sour, haha, fun time. Power hour, of which we only have four left.
Right.
Because a week from yesterday, on June 5th, we are changing schedules. We are going to be starting at 10 and going till noon. Instead of being 11 to 2 every day. And so, fun time power hour is going to be condensed, maybe called something else.
Right.
But
we'll still do fun things.
You know, we got to condense a lot into 2 hours after being at 3 hours since August. And so, but coming up in the last hour, we are going to be talking to the Experience MKE podcast guys, Steve Glenn and Adam Jarosz. Are here in studio, and they have a really big announcement.
Oh, yay.
So if you live in the Milwaukee area, if you ever visit Milwaukee, you're definitely want to tune in for this. And then at 1:30, we are going to be talking to Jake Newborn of the Wisconsin Bike Fed, talking about Wisconsin Bike Week, which is next week. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You see on the bubblegum cards, me and homeboy would go one on one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause current is blowing, it's rapping basketball.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.